The fact is that Hazrat Jibril is first to be defined what he is before you understand the whole phenomena. According to most of the non-Ahmadis, Hazrat Jibril is a sort of single person, limited in space, very much like a human being. And he has to run about for performing these duties of revelation, conveying revelation from one to... If Allah wants to reveal to so many people together, he would run personally that errand and deliver the messages and then go back to Allah and rest. So they think that he was perhaps tired and he has been put to rest forever now. He would never be bothered. This is not the concept of Hazrat Jibrail as we understand from the Holy Quran and as we understand from the traditions of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, we believe that Jibrail is the supreme power which controls the phenomena of conveyance of Allah's will to others, and it requires many steps in between. If you want to convey your voice to somebody else, apparently it's so simple. One is speaking and the other is listening. But you know how many steps are involved? There has to be air, there has to be a vocal cord and a full system of vibration which should be computerized and fully controlled by the brain nerve. For each variation in voice, there should be a signal. This should be received by that cord, which is called vocal cord, and it should vibrate in exact accordance with the order. Now that very system is so highly complicated that so far it is impossible for man to create that system, because the shades in the voice, in the meaning, which are produced daily, not only by human beings but also by the animals, they require such high computerization that so far man has not been able to create such a thing. So, for the conveyance, the system of the air and the system that vibrations should be kept pure in the air despite other disturbances, and then it's entering the brain through the vibrating receptacle in the air, and then it's conveyance through the drum, eardrum, to the nervous system, and then it's decoding, because it immediately gets converted into pulses again. And for those pulses to be understood by the brain, that is deciphered, and then the relevant information is immediately sent to all the various departments of the brain for their comments on that voice. For instance, when Akram speaks to me after a long time, that voice which I hear is not only received by the brain, it is sent to all the memory cells. Do you remember with this question? And some cells respond back that yes, we heard it on such and such date. Some say we confused about the date, but we heard it okay. Some said we heard a similar voice, but we are not sure whether it was Akram or somebody else. And some say we remember not only the voice, but the neural system gets involved. He says, why don't you ask my advice? I remember which place it was, what was the atmosphere, how the wind was blowing, and how I was feeling. Then the mood comes in and it budges. It says, why don't you ask me what mood was I in? So the mood tells, that department tells you that that was a very pleasant mood, so that it is the same pleasant memories which have been carried in the voice which made you so pleased about it. All this is done in a fraction of a second, so short that it could be done in a millionth of a second or even less. And hundreds of thousands of miles are covered for this information. So this is just carrying the voice of a human being to another human being. So how could you believe that Allah creates a system of regulation, conveyance of Allah's will to human beings, and there is no such system involved? Not only it is involved, but it is highly complicated and delicate system and well controlled. And for the authority which controls all this is called Jibreel, the chief. He is directly involved if the revelation is important. If it is less important, lesser authorities under him get involved. Like the Holy Quran tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ اللَّهَ تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those who say Allah is our Lord and He is sufficient as our Lord, and then they show steadfastness despite opposition. Allah's angels, now here malaika are mentioned in plural, large number. They descend repeatedly upon such people, talking to them, giving them messages. So if revelation is finished, what are these angels doing here in the Holy Quran? Why are they mentioned there? They are serving under the same force which is called Jibreel, which is the ultimate symbol of revelation. And even that Jibreel is not stopped. And it is not, his coming is not limited to any prophet. Ahlul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray for some of his companions and used to say, Ayyada kallahu bi ruhil qudus. That ruhil qudus is exactly Jibreel. That Allah help you with the company of ruhil qudus. So that ruhul qudus which descended on Ahzra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made available by him so generously to all his followers that he would pray for them to receive the company of Jibreel. But now a different world has come into creation among the Muslims. They have broken all touch with the realities of Islam. They have left their God in the past. They have left their prophet in the past. They have left all that is good in the past. Neither the angels descend anymore, nor the Jibreel has any work to do. All they have to do is to fight their battles in between. They cannot refer things to God because He doesn't speak anymore to them. So all this is the sign of a decadent society. Islam is a living force. It cannot compromise with such stupid ideas which ultimately not only kill the religion but the source of religion, that is God. You leave the revelation behind in the past and gradually your God must die out per force. First He will disappear in reality, in essence, though verbally you may go on believing in Him. But the one who does not play any part in your life, only one-sidedly receives your worships, and you don't know even whether he is truly receiving them or not, how can you really continue to believe in him? So this atheism, this lack of sincerity in religion, all this creeps in as diseases, and ultimately the death overtakes. This is the phenomenon through which, most tragically, most of the Muslims are passing through.